Calgary, Doug Barron saved his best for last to move to the top of the Shaw Charity Classic leaderboard on Saturday. Barron was the lone golfer in the 65-player field at the PGA Tour Champions event to eagle the par 5 18th hole at Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club. "I go for everything," said Barron, 52, of Memphis, Tennessee, who carded his second straight round of 6-under 64 to take the tournament lead at 12-under. "That's maybe my weakness out here, I don't lay up very much. I wanted to be in the final group, on Sunday, so I think the only way, my only path to the final group, was to make eagle, so I can't believe I did it. Yesterday I started fast, today I finished fast." Following a great drive, Barron striped his second shot over a pond in front of the green to within 10 feet of the pin on the par 5 finishing hole and then drained the putt. "It was an easy hybrid," he said of his near-perfect approach shot. "If I hit my hybrid solid, it was a perfect club. I thought the odds were in my favor to land on land, but when you go for something like that, you have to accept the fact that sometimes it's not going to land on land." Heading into the final round of the senior circuit event for golfers aged 50 and older, Barron is just one stroke ahead of Canadian Stephen Ames and American Steve Flesch and Billy Mayfair. Calgary's Ames, a Canadian Golf Hall of Fame member, birdied 7 of his first 11 holes to take a 5-shot lead at one point before falling back with 3 bogeys on the back 9. "I didn't see that part," said Ames, who was among a patron group who brought the tournament to Calgary in 2013. "Obviously I missed it. I was thinking everybody else was right there with me. I didn't realize it was going to be that far in front, which is nice. I did falter and come back to the field a little bit, but you're watching everybody." Ames then birdied the final hole of the par 70, 7,086-yard layout to finish in a tie at 11-under with Flesch and Mayfair, who led after Friday's opening round. Brant Jobe shot 66 and heads into Sunday's final round alone in fifth spot at 9-under, while David McKenzie and Ken Duke are tied for sixth overall at 8-under. A day after opening the senior tour event with a 7-under 63, Mike Weir of Brights Grove, Ont, shot an even par round of 70. He's tied for 8th with Gibby Gilbert 3, Alex Chayka, Tim Herron, Paul Stankovski and Billy Andrade. "I don't know what the word would be to describe that round," Weir said. "I putted horribly, that's the thing. 3-3 putts and missing some shortish putts, that's really what held me back." After carding a 68 on the opening day of the tournament, David Moreland IV, who is originally from Aurora, Ont, improved by 2 strokes on Saturday. "Tomorrow I'm going to need a real low one," said Moreland, who's currently sitting in a tie for 14th at 6-under with Matt Gogol. "The course is playing nice. Greens are rolling good, so hopefully tomorrow's the low one." Although Moreland rolled in 6 birdies on his way to shooting 66, he also had a double bogey on the 7th hole and a bogey on 17. "I had one little hiccup on 7, but other than that I played solid, made a few more birdies on the backside and just tried to close the gap with the leaders," he said. Dennis Hendershot of Brantford, Ont, fell back to even par for the tournament after carding a round of 2 over 72. He's tied for 41st with 6 other golfers. After starting on the 10th hole, Olin Brown had 7 birdies through his first 9 holes to set a tournament scoring record of 28 on the back 9. He then had 8 pars and 1 bogey on the front 9 to shoot a 6-under 64 to tie him with McKenzie for the best round of the day, which put him in a tie for 16th place overall at 5-under. Despite getting a hole-in-1 on the 206-yard, par 3 12th hole, Frank Licklider too couldn't get anything going after that and wound up shooting a round of 1 over 71. He's well back of the leaders in a tie for 51st spot at 2 over. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 14, 2021. Lawrence Heinen, The Canadian Press.